This is January 4th, 2011. This is talking about the Earth changes, the prediction of the Earth changes, the things that are happening on the Earth right now, and how they're affecting each and every one of us. This is Rose here. I'm hearing, dear one, there are many changes that are coming about for all collective consciousness. We know that many of you are afraid right now. They're saying this fear has sat inside you for many, many lifetimes. Know that you will move through this, even though at times it feels like it will never end. There are many of us around you right now as we move through these changes. Supporting you, loving you, and guiding you. Trust that you're never alone. Do not hear fall. Fall is not the right word. It's saying it's a change in things around you, around the consciousness of the planet, around the financial systems. Change is a better word than fall. You're saying fall can be considered as harmful or perceived as harmful, but change is a little bit easier for us to accept and grasp. You must know that we are with you. Going through these changes with you, holding your hand, and that you are never alone. This fear comes in from thousands of lifetimes on this planet and in many other galaxies, anywhere where you put your consciousness. Fear is being undone. Transcending this will take work. Work in keeping focused. Work in trusting. And work in believing good will come. But when you're moving through these times, the pain feels like it will never end. Don't let it take hold of you. It is not there to consume you. It's there for you to release it. To make room for the good things that will come. You are powerful creators, each and every one of you. Here to live a life of joy and peace. Know that this will come to you. Even at times when it feels aloof and far away. You will find your solace in music, dance, and any freeing activities. Sing and move with the flow of life. Trust that your guidance is clear and accurate. And know that when some things present, they are not always your creation. They may be presenting for you to let go of an old belief, to recognize your desires, and to make clear the direction on your path that is best suited for you. Not all things presented on your path are manifestations, but they will give you clarity in your desire for manifestation. Yes. Trust. Don't take responsibility for all things, but take responsibility for the things you resonate with, that you know on some level you have manifested in this, that you can change. At some level they say control, but I think what they're trying to say is that some things you can change and some things are not meant to be changed. They're just presented to you, perhaps for you to play a role for the other people in the situation, or perhaps for you to just fine-tune the things that you really desire for yourself in this reality. During this period of time, you're going to see many people going through changes in their reality, and they're not going to know how to handle this. You will inspire them by having trust and confidence in your own guidance and how you're handling the situations that are being presented to you. And by you just doing this, you will motivate and inspire others and lead them in a direction that will be for their best and highest good. Know that when these changes come, they produce clarity of thought, leading you to peace. Inside, you will know that you moved into a direction that is better for you. These changes are moving you into a dream world where peace and joy and love exist for all concerned. It can happen today, in an instant, take weeks, months, or years. For each individual, it is different, it will vary. Trust that you'll be moving in that direction, or you are in that direction, and it will be so. Know that you are never alone as you move through this journey. We're holding your hand and smoothing the way for you. Asking for a smooth transition into light.